First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Farmer asks, how would a public bank help us in times like these?
You shouldn't have to go to grad school to learn the ins and outs of public finance, but that's what happened to me. Actually, every county taxpayer has a right to know exactly how their hard-earned dollars are spent. I found out our public officials are required to hold on to reserves and deposit them in banks with AAA ratings, sometimes in other countries. Getting that money back for affordable housing projects or small business support can seem daunting. How many KSQD listeners know a business owner right now who's had trouble accessing the promised stimulus money? Turns out you had to go through your bank. What if your bank's headquarters are on Wall Street and your fees and interest payments are supporting some of the highest salaries and stock dividends in the nation? Do you think they're going to stay up all night helping you because of some pandemic? Well, that's what they do in North Dakota. For 100 years, North Dakota has been the only state with a public bank. It serves the people, and every municipality and county in the state deposits the people's tax dollars there. So when there is a crisis, every single business owner in North Dakota gets a check for $5,000 immediately. That's what happens when your bank has your back. We need this in California, and it's happening this year. Our emerging public banks will back up the credit unions and local banks where we have personal relationships. I couldn't be prouder of California progressives for getting this movement going. Learn more at ksqd.org/first-person-singular for free registration to the Public Banking Forum on Zoom this Sunday, May 31st from 1:30 to 3 p.m.
Alan Farmer is a member of People for Public Banking Santa Cruz. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Randall.